But that little son of a bitch, that's got to worry him a little, because
I've got nothing else to hang on to. I've got his only friend in the world, actually, let alone in this country. No, the trouble with the things that we get here, I don't want to pile up a lot of crap in this area. I mean, let me say, that's going to be picked on Space 2, Bob. You know, it's, they know what you reach to do here. And I just don't want a lot of, now we go to the Camp David kind of crap that you put up and say, that's different, you're doing that for other purposes. And they'll run a little thing, and that'll go in the middle of the radio box.
Ron's all set for that, and he's got a, the ratings, and then we asked if he could go up to Camp David. He says he can work twice as well up there as he can down here.
Right.
By all means.
So I take along some people too.
And, Berla can go up, so we make the Bill signing point.
Right.
And with Ray on the radio addresses, and Bill and, what's his name, John on the, reviewing these 141, whatever it was.
Well, I just told John to arrange, possibly, to have all those things on my desk, and I'll, he slipped into someplace, and the press can take a picture of that, and
here.
Yes, sir, before we go.
Tomorrow.
Right.
What's your thought on going to Camp David?
Today, Tuesday.
No, sir, Wednesday.
Go ahead, Camp David. I'm going to go.
Okay, but do you want to go early?
No. No, late. I have no interest in going there early. I mean, I'd
go about 5 o'clock tomorrow, you mean, or something like that? 5 o'clock tomorrow or something like that?
Well, I would say 4:30.
4:30
is a good time. Get out there at 5.
All right. And then the radio, we've got to buy our time, so we're going to move on that. Also,
we're not going to use this ability, are we? Put the whole thing off
Saturday.
I agree, you don't have any suggestions.
You don't care.
Whatever you want.
All right, well, if you don't mind, or either noon, or it's either 2 or 3.
I would frankly prefer to get the damn thing off earlier in the day, and then I'd not have to do it later in the day.
Sure.
So I mean that earlier than 5, I prefer 2 or 3 or noon.
All right,
5.
Okay, well that's the plan. And that's much better because of the cycle that it gets in the repeat cycle.
Good.
Then the veterans thing on Sunday, would you also prefer that earlier?
I would.
And then, okay.
I wouldn't worry about the church and all that.
I wouldn't on that one either. But do it at 3. That's church is over in the
2. Church is over here.
On the West Coast, that's 11. It's church time.
I want to go.
Better do it earlier. Why not do it at 10 in the morning?
That suits me excellent. Then let it run in the west.
Yeah.
They go along. You know, the veterans thing is a... Yeah, I'd love to get that over with.
You won't get any live audience in the west, but that doesn't matter. But you will. There's some people...
Yeah, I suggest it. If you don't mind, make it 10:30.
All right.
In other words, shove it out a little. You get a little audience in the west.
The other thing would be that it's really a Monday's... So maybe you ought to do it Sunday night. Just before you leave or something.
It's going to get a Monday plane.
That's right. It doesn't make any difference.
It's convenient for me.
But Sunday morning, get a ride on
it. You're not going to get much of a live audience.
Nope. You're not after a live audience on this one, really. It's a newspaper story for Veterans Day. You don't want to go to Arlington or anything on Veterans Day, do you?
No, sir. Veterans Day is Monday.
Mm-hmm. You're going to New York.
It's a little bit of Arlington.
You can go to
Arlington.
You can go to Arlington first if you wanted to.
It's all I ever have. I'm starting to
Good old Carol Hansen came through.
Who would have?
Carol Hansen, the president. She's retired now as the president of the League of Families, POW. President Nixon today was assured to vote of the retiring board chairman of the National League of Families, American Christian Women, Ms. Hampshire. Mrs. Carol Hansen of El Toro, California, said Nixon is her choice for president again because he said he would not leave the fate of the prisoners to the goodwill of the enemy. She said the proposals of George S. McGovern would, quote, dishonor this country and abandon the men like my husband to the mercy of an enemy that has shown no compassion. I don't want my husband's sacrifice to have been in vain.
Crazy. You know, that, I just heard that phrase, obviously, to the mercy of men, not the original, but it says it so deep, so clearly, and so opposite to him.
It's, this is, yeah, it's a damn good time.
Yeah.
Legislation items. His idea is stack it all up, sign all of it, and have these 200 or 300 of our O'Neill group of young veterans in. Then you talk to them a little about their service to the country, like you did to the labor kids, the young labor for the president. That is good kind of television footage. And it's a doing a rally like the POWs or the young labor people without going out of the house. Then for Wednesday, he's out of the press conference.
Why don't you lay that to rest with everybody?
It's a Chuck's the only one.
He had a press conference every week because he thinks I do him so well. But you see, he doesn't understand you've got to do it when it's the right time.
And he says, if you don't...
Do you have any illusions about a press conference?
No, sir.
Do you really?
No.
You know what it's going to be about.
No,
there isn't going to be anything but that goddamn Watergate.
I have no question about that at all.
Why, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Chuck says the president can talk about his priorities in the upcoming Congress and avoid talking about Vietnam. And the ground is too sensitive. He totally overlooks the fact that you'll spend all your time talking about telephones.
No questions at all, except on that, and it will only hurt. It will only raise the issue.
Then Sarah McLennan will scream at you about you're going to do something.
Well, so will Clark Mullen.
That's right. You can't keep him out.
That's right. No, it's not going to be the meeting press conference. That, be sure that isn't talked around the staff here.
Right.
We're talking about a press conference.
And he says if you don't do a press conference, you should meet with Richardson, Hudson, Ehrlichman, Moynihan, and congressional leaders to talk about welfare reform without fat. Gets people off the welfare rolls and working.
No.
Another opportunity for the president to go out and breathe in the press room and restate his views on welfare.
He does not understand that you cannot walk into that press room and not answer questions. I mean, what I mean, and limit the breathing to that, not when you're 2 weeks from the election. You see, you cannot limit it.
Unless you had a major announcement. If you went in and said, I'm going to go to China, and there's
him. And walk out.
Walk out.
You can do that. You see, he doesn't want that. He wants me to go in and answer questions about it.
No, he wants Hodgson to do the briefing.
No.
But there's nothing for you to say. I mean, you go in and state your views on welfare and the instructions you've issued to the government. Well, and that president guy's going to say, Jesus.
Well, the other part is, Ehrlichman isn't ready with that. So they said, we aren't ready to know what to say on a subject like welfare. You know how complicated it is? We don't have a program yet. I don't want to get sucked into something during election time.
And he's got the defense budget review.
No, that I'm not ready to do yet. That's not ready. That's out. Not a little word.
Sunday the 29th, he'd like you to go to church in Annapolis.
No.
Committees.
No.
I can't use a service academy. Monday, meet with the Price Commission for a review of their work today. I'll talk about continuing to hold the lines, and Rumsfeld has a tough briefing afterwards and talks about the President's determination.
I don't mind that. That one under the Price Commission.
That might be a possibility.
Well, I met the payroll, but I met the Price Commission. The church, I'll have to determine myself what we do. We probably go to the Gettysburg Church, which I think is better anyway. That's this Sunday.
No, that would be the following. 29th.
After Ohio, yeah. What are you planning for you, President? This Sunday, okay.
10:30. You don't need to go to church this Sunday.
I don't think there's much to run from. We ought to go to the next Sunday this year, so we don't get still the one before election.
If you're going to do that, maybe you ought to go this Sunday instead of the next Sunday.
Well, maybe the radio, going to make the radio 10 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Rather than going just a week before, then skip the next week.
2 weeks in a row, the church is going to look kind of odd. If you go to Gettysburg this time and then the church out west 2 weeks later, it won't
happen.
I don't think you need to go at all until the one out west.
Maybe you're right. You may just pass it.
It's interesting. Billy has, I haven't asked him because I don't want to get him thinking about it. He has had ample opportunities, never raised the thought that you ought to go to church. And we've talked about a lot of things where he could easily say, I think it would be a good idea, but he's never.
got the price commission, that's a bad meeting on the budget thing. There's a can of worms because there's someone with that. We can't turn cap loose before anybody on budget.
If you did that, you'd have to put John in.
Sure. John, consider what if anything we could do with that too.
Well, that's good, because he's, it's just, you know, started.
Now, I'm getting back to the key point though. What you're feeling now about Kentucky, about just doing that one thing.
I think you ought to do it.
I just have a view of that.
The one thing I wonder is if you want to do it, want to think about doing it on Thursday night and go ahead and do it even if you do the Vietnam thing, or would you definitely cancel it?
Oh, wow. See, the mountain things will never be ready for that. You don't need to be concerned about that. If they aren't going to make that deal that fast, it's going to take. I talked to Alice, they're an hour or so ago. He's in 3 or 4 days. Well, Alice's judgment is that it might come off, but it isn't going to come off that quick. I mean, they're just going to, just, here's what's going to happen. Two's going to have somebody's going to contribute. Henry's going to have to meet you up to the gang. He may have to do that, and I approve it under these circumstances. If it's a quote, if it's a deal, he goes to the end to end and sees him there, and then goes back and sees you. But you're delayed a day or two right there.
He goes to the end to end and sees him, then back to Saigon.
Back to Saigon.
And then up to Hanoi?
Yeah.
And then back here.
But you see, it isn't going to be then.
That still could be, because he's got. Still 3 days.
I don't think it's going
to
be.
Depends how long he has to stay in Hanoi if he has to.
Well, you'll know. Probably won't, because tomorrow will be the first 3 or 4 bloody days that you should be so bloody out there and we're safe. And have safety. Yeah.
proposing that we were to have a meeting of that group at Camp David, say for dinner, Thursday night, apart from you, and then to the pool on Friday. I was able to say, well, you know, we had all those bills, and these fellows were at Camp David, and we were working away on this, and inferentially you were working away on this, and they've given the president a lot of grist for his mill over the weekend, and it's a very tough problem, and so on and so on, and lay the foundation that way. Now, that's a lot better, in a way, than having the meeting here, or having just you go up there with Timmons. It shows some an assemblage of
things.
No, that's
all right. Well, the reason is that I have to prepare a speech from New York.
No problem. No problem at all. But,
so if you could do, get them up there and have a meeting with them.
Yeah.
I can't do it with you.
It shows, it shows me. Thank you.
Maybe that you already have that.
No.
No, not the letter. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I have Weinberger's now.
That's Weinberger's.
Yeah. It was a draft that was a real blast. Yes, but there's a chance here now to do our conventional close of the
college. Sell that to the
help from you to make it.
But on the other side, in order to get this, we, you know, we want, we're going to insist on this, but we don't. But this is going to be awful hard for the North Vietnamese to take. See? And that's the tactic I think ought to be used, really. Rather than going in there full blown and giving them that, you know how old we're going to start at home, to give them everything, and they'll say, well, let me start as soon as they're going to be here. So I will start over here. Say, now, here's a, here's a, see what I mean? Don't be too forthright, but Henry's good at that. Just tell him this is what my mission would be. But you, if you don't agree, don't tell
him. No, I agree completely. That's exactly the way I would do it.
Right.
We don't know whether we can get this, but this is what the president's going to insist on.
Right.
This you've got to help us with
the president's directed. You insist on this, and we're not going to mean it, Cody. But in order to get this, we need your help on the security.
Prisoners and
security. Basically, that is what, this is what Abrams has got to weigh in hard and say, calm down. You accept this. Okay. They will plan to meet for 3 days, I think.
Yes, sir, that's the current plan. And they probably need every bit of it.
3 days from now, or any matter?
No, they'll meet
three days of meetings with you.
And he'll probably need a day in between. But he's going to have to insist on a reaction so he can get Sullivan to be in PM. And Bangkok to cut them in and get Hubby back to Seoul to get the pot cut in.
But I would not tell the Koreans a goddamn thing.
Well, then
until you have to.
That's right. He'll only do that if Chu buys initially. If he doesn't, we'll just handle them.
But he'll leave. That's right. I just say to them, I just would worry about them. They're actually bad anyway, right?
They are, sir, but it's well to keep them quiet.
I think what he was speaking of, actually, what he was thinking of this for next week. This gimmick.
No, he had it for Thursday.
Right. I like your plan. Let's do it.
To have that, we'll have a veto to announce tomorrow.
Okay, your plan of taking them up to Camp David and having them do that, they're all going to go over to the revenue sharing anyway.
I imagine that. I know Schultz and Weinberger are, and it doesn't matter, really.
I want people on the helicopter that I don't have to talk to.
Sure.
We're going to be in the helicopter. So we have two helicopters, see, so have Schultz and Weinberger go by helicopter to Camp David. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you weren't thinking of anything to
send them out. No, I was thinking of a dinner meeting and send them back.
There's a meeting and send them back down.
Good.
You can just better. I don't think you want to get all those people staying.
Okay.
Right. Good.
We'll take them up when you go up. Same hour. So it looks like everybody's going with a lot of suitcases and stuff.
That makes they go with me.
Go with you.
Right. Yeah. And that makes a meeting with you.
Sure. I'll talk on the helicopter with them on the way out.
Then you can then you can sit present down with them.
Right.
Then I would suggest that.
And tell them I want you folks to meet separately and give you recommendations.
Fine.
That's what they're going to do.
Then, Philadelphia trip, we'll work the pool.
You'll work.
I'll work the pool. Then.
You won't be able to.
Well, yeah, I can come back on the. I can come back on the press plane as far as that's concerned.
Well,
how the hell is the press plane get there?
Yeah, I mean, I'll come back to here.
To Washington.
And then I'll go back up to Canada.
Sure. Okay.
But I'll get plenty of exposure to the press. I can schmooze around the press corps while they're in Philadelphia,
right.
As far as that's concerned.
Sure, right.
And I'll pass.
That's a good way to do it. It'll get a bigger play doing it that way than doing it obviously.
Well, now you're overriding your Philadelphia story on that.
The Philadelphia story is not a story, it's a picture. I really think it's a picture of revenue sharing.
Okay. We got a lot of, okay.
I'll get it out in one way or
another. This week anyway, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and then it's going to, because what we're trying to do is damp off this president defeated by senatorial vetoes,
yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then, Monday, again, I can hit it with selected press people
on the way to
New York.
Right.
Tuesday, we're going to have vetoes. And he suggested, and I'm inclined to think it's a good idea,
that you make the veto announcement on Tuesday.
Who's business?
Of course, you just go in the press room and say, you have my veto message, my big concern here is taxes, and then out.
I know everybody thinks that's a good idea, but I do not think that I can go into that press room between now and the election, because I can't go in there without running a very serious risk of being tackled by one of the maniacs.
Mollenhofer, somebody?
Yeah, I see. And that'll be the story. The president refused to comment on the
other. President, that's all very interesting, but what are you going to do about your dirty aid?
Yeah, I get it.
Colson doesn't understand.
Well, I didn't either. I missed the point. Okay.
We can't have another press conference before the election, sure, for other reasons. But the main reason is that will be the news.
Yep. I see that. Okay, well then we can...
But I'll do this. I'll radio.
All right.
I'll make a radio.
All right.
On all the veto things, as I told you, I will make a radio statement. 5 minutes or something of that sort. That'll get a ride.
Okay.
That'll get a ride more than these assholes are riding.
Good.
Then you go out and make a statement.
Okay.
A radio statement.
Very good.
Now, let's go ahead. What was the other meeting you wanted to ask him about? You think we ought to sign that damn veterans bill? I don't know.
Chuck had a thought of getting 200 or 300 young veterans.
It's a GI Bill. It's a pretty good one.
Apparently there's several other veterans bills.
Yeah, there's a cemetery bill and some other stuff.
All together, it's a whole bunch. Well, put the feature on the GI Bill. His idea was to do it on Tuesday.
I'm sure you can have it totally controlled through.
Yeah, well, O'Neill will get him. Oh, I think so. You get the veterans for Nixon, but just like that young labor for Nixon. I think we asked them not to wear badges this time.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's going to get much play. I don't mind trying.
No?
I don't mind trying. Try it. Okay. But we have got anything else that day. So is that Tuesday?
Yeah, that was the idea, was to do that Tuesday morning.
It'll be in New York.
And that'll ride.
That'll
ride along with the details. And that's the picture, signing a bill.
Which is good too.
Yep.
Taking care of these good young men that serve their country and screw that and other people.
Now Wednesday then, radio. Now which one will be ready?
Education for Wednesday.
Good.
Hopefully.
Put the project in the damn thing. I'll have to have it keep the schedule totally free, Bob, on 11 hours, but it's on Tuesday. I got to work in radio talking, you know, get it in some sort of, get it in a few miles, cut it, turn and twist it. But I don't want to see it on Tuesday morning, but I will have to have that draft Tuesday morning, first thing, John. I really live on that. Not with supplemental notes.
Yeah, you've got out of the veteran's speech right now, and you've got out of, are you set on your
I don't care.
New majority speech? For
Albert, I've got to look over it again, and I've got to Sapphire to do it, but that's a long time.
Saturday.
Online. What is today?
On Saturday.
What do I do tomorrow?
Nothing.
That's what I'm going to work on tomorrow. Okay. I figured to get it done. And if you get the veterans thing over here, I look at it. All right, now, okay, that comes up. Now, the present plan would be to possibly schedule on Thursday of next week a trip to Appalachia. On the Kentucky side. Can you check to see whether or not the plan could get to that airport? God damn it, it should take 5 minutes to know what the airline is.
You can get into an airport close enough to there to get there, because there's... I may have to chop it over, actually, but you can get into...
And then I thought that we could put out a hell of a statement in Appalachia, and then we'll be hitting that whole area. That's where you could put out a statement. And it would be mine, you would make a...
Rural development. Black lung.
Yeah. Your statement should cover all.
Yeah.
Cover what we have done in these various areas and what we can do in the future.
give Bob Berg the campaign notice.
Sure, but I have a campaign with McGovern.
I'd like that.
Unless he wants to be leader.
He campaigned with us in Kentucky.
Coming again.
Oh, we're on the West Virginia border.
Good. If you do that, that would be presumably the only problem I see in that area, Bob, would be whether or not they'd have an auditorium big enough.
That's the other thing, check. See what we got there.
It has to be an auditorium that is of 5,000 or above. You can't work at any less than that. It should be as small as a real machine at this point. Okay. How does that sound to you?
Sounds fine.
I'm doing this for a very personal reason. It works out better than none.
Mm-hmm.
There are many other issues to report, but you can't do them all.
Yep.
And I think it would be a crime to lose him, and I asked him to run. It's the only one I did ask him to run. And so he's a man of loyalty.
Sure. What about New York on Monday in terms of speech material?
I'm supposed to be in.
Do you have a theme and all that you want to hit?
The theme I want for New York is just basically a general. It's just going to be the general look to the future.
We cooked up the idea of showing the Connolly half hour in the time just before you get there. Because these are people who will all miss it. It'll be on at that time.
Right.
And that will really steam up that audience. But whatever you are going to say, whatever you're going to say would have to complement it
this week. No, he'll say all negative things.
Sure.
And I can come in and speak about looking to the future.
Well, that's why I asked.
I won't be looking for the future or the next 4 years. I'm not even going to make any reference to the other side's program.
Yeah,
this morning. I'm going to talk only about the future. Building a world of peace, prosperity, and how do we go from here? That's
well, we could do this. If you wouldn't mind sitting in a holding room for a half hour while that's on, we'd have our press corps captive.
And we may set a table over early anyway.
Yeah.
The press corps will have already seen it.
Press won't be at Rockefeller's place anyhow. They're not allowed there.
Well, I'm not going to try to get them.
So get the press
get them in there.
We saw the press is coming half hour earlier than it's coming.
All right.
Press will see it Friday.
Hopefully.
We don't have any good way of making them see it on Friday.
This will force them to see it in a hall with an audience that will go eight when they see it.
I think.
Oh, you kidding?
With all those bloodlines and
they'll cheer every time he says one of those things. They'll scream and holler. Only problem is he doesn't leave time for the cheers that he's going to get. Need a good projection so you can stop the film.
And I'll just come on in a nice positive 15-minute drill. Thank you very much. How's it going?
You won't have to work for the liners at all.
I don't want to. These speeches have got to all be that way. And that's what I had planned in Kentucky. I mean, just to sort of a warm tribute to John Sherman Cooper and Appalachia and the fact that they have given such strong support to Jesus and John Sherman Cooper. They're not going to say that. Well, I would say that there's loyal Americans, if you will, those things.
It's home of Lucy Winchester.
I think that's my thoughts, John, is my own personal appearances will be all positive.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a reason to get that.
Well, in fact, I think it'd be fatal if we latch into a stump speech pattern. Because the press will chew us up. It's got to be very lofty.
the welfare meeting, you did, that doesn't...
Well, he doesn't agree with me for a reason. He suggests a welfare meeting where we get at Richardson and Moynihan and this and that, and I say that develop a welfare program without fat, a virgin can't insult Moynihan that way. Second, I don't think we're ready to say what the hell about welfare. So I just agree with that. Would you agree?
Yes, I'd rather you get into that right now.
Well, in welfare, I think all we could say, they killed it. Right.
The other one was down the following week, but one day to meet with the Price Commission for review of today, which he hasn't done. And then Rumsfeld would go out and have a tough briefing about the president's determination of prices.
That's good. That's good. That was fine. That's perfect.
Well, he thought he had it for Monday the 30th, but it depends on how the rest of that week.
Monday? Oh, the following Monday.
Yeah, following. You could do it Friday the 27th for that matter.
Yeah.
Well, now, don't we have a CPI coming out right in there somewhere? We have one more CPI before the election.
Yeah. It should be out next week, too, in front of 21st.
CPI is Friday, the 20th. It's this Friday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. They have the GNP's tomorrow, and then the CPI is the next day.
Yeah, one more CPI, one more.
So, you talk about it after?
I think that's fine, as long as the meeting after, not before.
It is a good
How about next Friday? Isn't that a pretty good time?
Next Friday, this coming Friday.
27th, a week. No, a week Friday.
A week after the CPI comes.
All right, fine.
This Friday, you got a revenue check.
All right.
That gives you a full week next week. You got a program that runs you right through next week. And then the following week, the last week, that kind of runs out of it. Closest to the president, he has he'd like you to meet in the East Room with a group of young voters for the president.
Oh, wait.
Getting out the vote next week.
No. That's just exactly the wrong thing to do. Using the East Room.
Not what we want to do, and that's all the suggestions he had.
Well, he has some others that can't work. You can't meet with the defense people on our budget. We're not really discussing the defense budget. It shouldn't be that one.
Particularly not in the context of these austerity meetings. That sends the wrong
message. Well, another reason too, particularly not in the context of what's going on in Vietnam.
Sure.
People think it's about that.
Sure.
And they're right.
Yep.
You cannot discuss defense. So you know what the hell's going to happen in Vietnam, because the picture will substantially change then. All the defense department will find a way to solve it and say, meetings here. Well, you're pretty well filled up, aren't you? See, you went down to Kentucky. Kentucky will be a very enthusiastic, you know, they're rebel yellers and all that sort of thing. And that's what the number want. But I'll just go down there and give them a little hooker. Incidentally, that idea of showing that Connie Dillon in bed in Kentucky, too.
Sure.
Hell of a lot of them have seen
it. Yeah, they can request it. You know, they heard that he'd ran it in New York and they missed it and could be running here.
What do you think of that, Bob?
Sure.
Hell yes. Run it before I get there. See, then that gets in the blood of thunder. And I can come on a high level. So I want to tell you where we go from here. A few pleasantries.
That's a
city, John. We don't have to think. Terms of the rallies. The hell with the press on that. We don't have to think in terms of the rallies of making hard news.
Sir.
I mean, we're making the hard news with radio.
Well, every other way.
Every other way. Sure. And the rally basically they call it a stump speech. A stump speech can be one way or another. And by the way, I can speak like I did in Georgia or something. I don't make any hard news with that. But I mean, just the hell with they don't like it.
Well, you've got off.
Just make it
very good. Off-the-cuff type remarks in Michigan, in Texas, in Georgia, just sort of from the heart kind of stuff.
That's what I was planning to do with the
album. This doesn't make news. It just
tells them. Well, that's why it kills them. That's why they all miss on them.
You're settled down. You're not waving your arms. You're talking to them presidentially. You're telling them about the
tough problems. I use the same style pretty much in the
Yeah, although that was a little bit more of a speech. These others have been kind of remarks,
yes,
you know,
and
sharing your problems, the kinds of things you've been deliberating on, your reasoning.
I would say that one in Los Angeles was more like that one. It was more conversational.
Yeah,
one in New York, because I didn't have a television problem there.
Sure.
But I think that's what you do. But I think you can do that. It's going to be difficult before a roaring bunch of with all the young people in front going four more years. I mean, difficult to quiet them down, but maybe they will.
It doesn't have to be on their subject. You know, that, when you go to Appalachia, if you drop a statement on the province of Appalachia, you don't have to talk about that.
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to make the standard speech about the future. You know, about what we're going to do about peace, you know, kind of what we're trying to build, right, kind of what we're going to do about the economy, what about opportunity, making this a better country, love of God, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
That's what they want to hear.
You were up the other day at Independence Hall. Is that
sure.
Symbol of American ideals and all that stuff? This is prices, revenue sharing stuff. Pretty good. Constitution begins by saying, "We the people." What this revenue sharing bill says is, "We believe in the people."
That for you to say?
No, that's for you to say.
I hope he hasn't got it. It's supposed to be 2 minutes, you know.
Well, this is a smorgasbord.
You get talking points on substance, on anecdote, and on theme.
This is a do-it-yourself speech kit.
Well, sorry. It has to be that way. I can't read something up there.
Looks like there's some pretty good ideas.
I could read them, but I don't. I don't think it should be read. That's a television show. That should not be read. Might as well just.
When George Washington left this hall in this city, he talked less of the document, meaning the Constitution's virtues, and of its imperfections. The best thing about it, he said, was that it left so much room for change. For this meant that future generations could continue what began in Philadelphia. As we gather today, we are carrying on that work. Pretty classic.
So, 1970, I came to Philadelphia to help celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Then I thought the strings were great. But when it comes to federal program, our goal was to get rid of the strings.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. I wasn't expecting that, Andrews.
Right out of right field.
Give us the tools and we will finish the job. Today we say to state and local officials, here are the tools. We know you can do the job.
It's not bad. Once in a while. That has to be done pretty much for the television camera. And therefore, should we breathe? Does it make a lot of everything money? Revenue sharing, as you know, John, doesn't send people to town. Now, I've used the speed technique, you don't give a shit. They may or the average person doesn't understand.
Stuart Alsop and the sophisticates will
say. So I really don't feel it. I mean, most people really don't want to do the job. Want somebody to do it for them. And most people don't trust the local people as much as they do Washington. It's a curious thing, as far as where it's true. But it's a good thing to do. It'll mean we've accomplished something in history, whatever, a few people. I noticed in the House we've got 26 votes. Only 10 to 1. Colson said he thought we could sustain it. We fought hard.
Colson thought we could sustain it?
We fought hard. I said,
we fought, bled, and died for every member.
We couldn't even find anybody to carry our hide, you know. Four parents bailed out.
Your own leaders are leading me out of the way.
I considered it totally. Now it's done.
No letter
of the issue is over. So that the president's role would be over. So,
big story.
It's a very important story, actually. $720 million on the lease. I don't know whether the Kentucky thing will work out or not.
Where do you land there?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh, don't have a place.
Clearing field now.
Clearing field.
Well, he wants us to, you could come, of course, pretty much, you come to leave him or something. It would be very nice to do it there in eastern Kentucky. Those beautiful fields.
I don't know, there's some, maybe an Air Force base or something there someplace.
You know, that's a lot.
Over near Huntington, West Virginia, is there anywhere in there? At the bottom of Ohio, near Portsmouth, Ohio, is there anything?
Oh, listen, I've got an idea.
Portsmouth, Ohio is right there.
Huntington, West Virginia is a hell of a big town, but it was our center, their center.
Do they have?
Doubtless, they have an airport.
There's an airport there.
All they do is the land in Huntington, then you're in West Virginia, then drive over to the other place.
Well, they're right.
Or helicopter.
They're right across the river, Huntington and Ashland are the same.
And then go across to Ashland for the meeting. Do you think you've been in West Virginia?
They're right next to each other. They're, you know, yeah. Deep Washington.
Well, Huntington is bound to have a damn good airport. I think I've been in that. I spoke to Huntington a couple of times.
Actually, Charleston's only a 20-minute chopper ride.
Might be an idea right there. You could pop into Charleston. If it isn't big enough, Huntington, then chop her to the other ways.
Can
I try a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of symbolism, in my opinion, in going to West Virginia. You know, it's a asshole of the states, most people say, and yet they're a crowd bunch. It just means an awful lot.
Look, Art's war.
He's got tough to go. Art refuses. Land was in Charleston.
I just had a report on this terrorism committee we set up.
Yeah.
Dave Young's been following it.
Yeah.
He said that their intelligence is that the El Fatah are going to try and put on a spectacular in this country between now and election time. And
ours is that they're going to put one on the day after the election.
Or, well,
yeah,
anyway.
Well,
these fellows seem to think Rabin is the big target here. And that, what we'd like to do to keep it out of the White House so that we have a sort of an automatic procedure. Well, and it gets it away from here, so that if something goes wrong, why it wasn't pursuant to your, either that they couldn't get us over here or something.
You can tell Gray he's got the responsibility, because he had to have a memo.
I don't think so.